Nifty is down by 1.63% today. It is settled at 16,411. It is down by 3.3% in this entire week, and it is down by 7.7% in the last 6 months, whereas the cap index is down by around 10% in the last 6 months. And the interest rates have been kept at a record low. So there's so much money in the market which kept the market afloat. But now, as inflation is increasing, because too much of money in the market means everybody wants to buy stuff, and when everybody wants to buy stuff, the cost of that particular stuff goes on the higher side, and hence inflation comes. So everybody wants to buy, but at the same time the central agencies want to keep inflation down, and hence this is what is happening. The liquidity crunch will be seen very, very soon in the markets. Hence we can expect a very brief to a long slowdown as well in the markets. Now, talking about technicals, we have been speaking about it earlier as well, that the Nifty chart has been making lower lows and lower highs. Once again, I'll just repeat what I've been saying in the earlier podcast as well. In October 21, we saw the high at around 18,500. Then the next high in January 22 was at around 18,300. And then again in April 2022, we saw a high of around 18,100. So 18,500, 18,300, 18,100. And this tells us that it is making lower highs, like it is making lower highs. At the same time, it is making lower lows as well. The first low was at 17,000 approximately. I'm not giving you exact figures. I'm looking at the chart as I'm recording this podcast, right? The next low was around 16,400, 500. Then there was a low 16,200. Then there was a low 15,800 that region that came in the month of March 2022. That is the lowest that we have gone since a very long time, around 15,700, right? And now we are at 16,438 as on today. What are the immediate support levels? Let me tell you that in the next week, if the market goes down below 16,300 or 16,250, that level, 16,250, 16,300, then I am very much rest assured that it will definitely touch 15,700 as well. So that is the support level. 16,250 is the support level. If it finds support over there and then goes on the incline, then goes north from there, then it is all right. I mean, it is showing that sideways motion that we have been seeing since October 2021. But if it goes down below 16,250, then it is coming down towards 15,700, 750. In fact, it can go lower from that also, but we'll be very early to predict about anything going that low. But yes, 16,250 is the level to watch out for in the coming week. If it goes below 16,250, well, we can say that it is a bearish kind of a short-term trend that has began, right? So the overall ultimate bias remains bearish. Not very sure that you should be putting in a lot of lump sum, 100% of your lump sum amount right now. I made a very short reel on Instagram as well, saying what things you can do and what things you cannot do. The things you cannot do right now is buy direct stocks and buy it on a single day. Like, you have to take staggered entry. You have to make sure the fundamentals of the company that you're choosing are really, really good. Avoid swing trading as well. Swing trading as in avoid trading for 15 days, 20 days. Avoid positional trading as well, until and unless you are very sure that your entry price is very close to the support line, right? If you're good at technicals, if you're good at technical analysis, you'll be able to find that out very quickly. Well, that just reminds me of my course on technical analysis, which we have launched on the FinAzad podcast, on the FinAzad app. You can download the FinAzad app and make sure you check out that trading course as well. Well, coming back to the topic, the other thing which you should not do is positional trading. The things which you can do is you should start SIPs, rigorous SIPs. This is the time to be really, really heavy on your SIPs. You can also go for intraday trading, because there, to some extent, there is a prediction. We can predict since the last 15-20 days what is going to happen next, what is going to happen tomorrow. We know whether it's going to be a gap up or gap down kind of a thing. So because everything is news driven recently, that because of the rate hikes and all of these things, right? So intraday is also possible. You can get make good use of the volatility that is there in the markets by way of intraday trading as well. But still, SIPs is the way. I think mutual funds, SIPs or STPs in case of lump sum investments will help you get a good averaging effect and accumulate more and more units as this particular period of the stock market goes along, this year of 2022 and the beginning of 2023 as well. So that's it in the market report today, and I hope this was valuable for you. And you make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment below. All reach me for help on my WhatsApp number 7058248602, the directly WhatsApp also in the description. Make sure you download our app, the Finazar app, as it has got a very good course on trading with technical analysis. Also for the Hindi podcast, and also this podcast, the English podcast, has been ranked number 12 in overall India. And the list, there are some big players like Zerodha as well, Sher Khan as well, there's Money Control, there is Bloomberg, there is ET Now, and we are at number 12. Well, for a surprise, the podcast of Zerodha and Sher Khan come down at 14, 15, 16. I was earlier at number 16, but very recently, just a few days earlier, 2-3 days earlier, the Feedpost blog has promoted and made it at number 12 for me. So I really thank everybody who are contributing to the podcast by sharing, liking, and showing your love. And also make sure that you give us a good rating on the podcasting platform that you're listening to. This really helps to reach more people and take our podcast to more people. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and listening till the very, very end. And I'll be seeing you again.